Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's Mike Cal, the show. It's 102.5 The Bone. I've been having the best non-sexual dreams about hot girls.
Oh, yeah?
I had one about Pink the other night. No, it wasn't sexual, but we were hanging out. I woke up, I was like in a good mood. Pink's so pretty.
She is very pretty.
In my dream, she was gorgeous. And then I had one, oh man, I'm having recurring dreams about Jillian Mealy from Fox. Have you seen her?
Jillian Mealy?
Yeah, Jillian Mealy. She does the morning on Fox. I love Carly Shimkus, don't get me wrong. In real life, I'd have to marry Carly Shimkus, but I keep having dreams about Jillian Mealy. And again, they're not sexual. I'm just hanging out with them. I'm not even making out with them. But you, it's like being surrounded by flowers. You wake up and you're like, oh, this is beautiful.
That does sound really nice. Good.
Shut up.
But that does. That does sound
so
nice.
I feel like you're just mocking
me. Oh, no, definitely not. I had
I
a dream.
I bare my soul to you mock me to my face.
We were talking about Kate Beckinsale, I think it was like last week or whatever.
She's not hot anymore.
Oh, that's so not true.
Yeah, she used to be real. I mean, don't get me wrong. She's beautiful.
Yeah.
But not like when she was younger.
I
oh,
was
my God.
Watching some bondage porn and then I fell asleep.
Oh.
And I started.
Was she in that?
Well, I had a dream about her dressed up as that character from Underworld and all like latex stuff. I was like, yeah, what's up, Kate Beckinsale? But we did sexual stuff.
You did?
Oh, yeah, yeah. All kinds of stuff.
I'm old. I don't even have sex in my dreams.
Yeah. Sometimes I'm afraid I'm going to be too tired when I go to sleep to even have sex in my dreams because I'm so exhausted.
That's because you do too much stuff.
What do you mean?
Well, you and Casey Miller.
Casey Lucas, yeah.
Code Man.
Yeah.
The third or whatever people you hang out with.
Got to stay busy, you know? Got to put myself out there, hang out in Tampa.
I'm all for it. Mm-hmm. Okay, you got to maximize the time that you have on Earth.
That's right.
What you got to do. I'm all for it. But my new thing now is I want to get another baby.
What do you mean?
Hold on. Get another baby.
Right.
Is what you said.
I don't want to have another baby.
You want to get one.
I want to go get one.
Just go steal all someone's right. baby?
No.
You've done this before?
I didn't say I want to steal one. I want to go get one. I want to. I think we should adopt one. I'm going to have to serious talk with my wife and tell her it's time for us to adopt.
How old are you adopting this child? Is it a baby or is it a couple years old?
2 years old.
2 years old.
Just on the cusp of wiping its own butt.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. I don't really want to do that. I don't really want to. I don't want to get a child whose butt I have to be responsible for, but no pun intended. I also don't want an older child because my wife always puts it to me this way. She makes a lot of sense. She's like, you have to understand that a lot of those kids that are there have, are drug affected from their parents and all that stuff. And that stuff gets manifests as they get older and you don't realize it. And I'm like, look, we can deal with a child who needs some special attention, especially my wife. She's trained for that. And she's like, no, I know that. She goes, but let me put it to you this way. You adopt this child, and this child hurts Juliana. And I go, well, then that kid's got to die. And she goes, that's why we don't adopt the kid. I was like, all right.
That makes sense.
Well, I'm thinking maybe we wait until Juliana's a little older.
And can beat up the kid?
Yeah.
Fend for herself?
No, or Joey can beat up the kid.
Yeah.
Less for me to worry about getting in trouble for.
How much older? How long?
Like maybe 2 more years.
2 more years, so you'll be 50 almost.
Right, but it's okay, though, because if we get a kid that's, you know, what were the kid's options? They have old parents or they have no parents?
No, I'm just setting a scenario.
And my wife's considerably younger, so.
Right.
That's good.
And then you're going to have a 2-year-old, but then that's a lot more time that you're not going to be able. I mean, you still can travel, but you have to make a lot of
accommodations.
Yeah, I know, but, to have the kid on the flight for if you're going over somewhere. Then, doing all the different stuff. I don't know. At some point, you got to be like, all right, kids are out of the house. Here we go.
But I have to tell you, Galvin, I enjoy being with the kids.
Sure, everybody does.
Right,
but I'm saying.
Look, everybody says they do, but sometimes you're like, get these goddamn kids out of here.
Yeah.
We're all like that. But the truth is that my first choice is always, like, my wife. Nothing?
No.
Sometimes you're into it.
No.
My wife people say, oh, you're going to Vegas or you got a guy's trip? I'm like, no, my wife is my first choice to go to Vegas. She's fun. She gambles. And that's what I want to do. I'm not going there for the nightlife. I want to go there and gamble.
Hell it's like, I mean, always first choice to go on the cruise.
Couldn't hear you. Something happened. I already told my wife this year, if there's a cruise and if we go on the cruise, she's welcome to go.
That's awesome.
I think she's going to go.
Isn't that nice of you?
No, I'm just saying that she wanted to go last year and it got a little confusing because all the comedians going on and stuff.
Got confusing.
This year, I like to plan for it and say, I would.
Couples table.
Will be the most coveted table in the show.
Oh, man. All right.
If we have a cruise.
Mm-hmm.
You keep saying if.
Yeah, I don't know that we're going to have a cruise. I don't know that we're going to have to be part of the cruise.
Yeah.
It would be dumb for me. There have been meetings, I can tell you that, where they planned. They're getting dates and price options and all that stuff for the cruise. So the plan is in the works. But with our contract being up in June, how dare I plan a cruise and tell you guys to go on it, and then I may not be here for it. Maybe the station will plan it and do it without us, and then you can decide whether you want to do that. That's fine. If I go, though, I will invite my wife.
Okay.
That's good.
Because I'm a,
and the baby that you take.
We're adopted in, starting in November. Steve, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. I just had a quick comment about you adopting a child. You do realize that you're the same one that speaks on the air about how much you used to hate your daughter.
No. Hold on. I never, ever said I hated my daughter.
Okay, if you had to pull one out of a fire, definitely your son.
But that's not saying that I hate my daughter. That's saying that I have a special bond with my son. And that's only if you're giving me the scenario where I can only save one. It's not like you could save both and I go, no, I'm good with just the boy.
Okay, but what does that mean for this adopted child?
Oh, kid number three for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, not only that, but what about the cat that peed on your shorts?
No, that cat dies now.
Ready to pick him out.
No. If I can carry all three kids and my wife on my shoulders and the cat's like, there's room for me, I go, get in the fire, and I kick the cat back.
It's not a good idea for you to adopt.
It's not a good idea for you to weigh in on it, you jerk face. Thank you.
Steve told you what's up. By the way, what is the over-under on how fast you say, you're not even my real kid?
Oh, Jesus, dude.
Oh, man. Did he eat something?
Or Mike steps on a toy that the kid left there.
Or breaks his PlayStation.
Leaves the faucet running.
Yeah. Or accidentally hits one of the other kids.
Oh, man.
He's being a baby trying to play.
Yeah. Right. Wakes him up.
No. Let me change my list.
Yeah.
Do not adopt a child.
You're not even my real kid.
Hey, there's something out back. Let's see what it is. Not you.
Man.
Adopt a kid.
Terrible.
Hey, Harry the alligator had babies. Adopt a kid. Go check and see.
Oh, God.
That's actually not so bad. It's like a test kid.
Oh, poor adopted baby.
Oh.
Is that what you name it? Adopted baby?
By the way,
Abby.
You should tell all of this to the people you're adopting.
I was just going to say, the people, I just can't wait till I go there to fill out the paperwork and they go, we'd like to play something for you. For the show. The baby's name is Abby. Adopted baby.
Yeah, adopted baby. Yeah. Come here, adopted baby.
Abby.
Abby. And we should, it should be a boy. But
that's
I,
a good name for a boy.
But I played with... a baby girl this weekend at the birthday party, and now I want a little baby girl.
Yeah.
Then I looked at a lot of pictures of my daughter from Time Hop because it's her birthday, so they came up when she, and I missed when she was little. You know? I like watching my son get older and bigger and turn into a man. And my daughter, though, I want her to stay little forever. This is really depressing me.
I'm sorry.
I need to go get one of them kids today.
No, you want a hug? Don't.
Oh.
Carmen.
It's a bad idea.
You want to live with us? We'll adopt you.
Sure. I'm in.
You're third in line, though. I'm just letting you know.
Okay, that's fine.
There's a fire.
I won't. Listen, yeah. I can take care of myself. Yeah. I know not to hit your kids.
Hey, Steve, how about I just get more smoke detectors in the house and everybody will be happy? Okay? Some fire extinguishers? On Wednesday on this show, we're going to be having a contest that we've never had before. We do play a game every once in a while called How Well Do You Know the Show? And we know through social media now, I feel like we know a lot of the listeners, or at least a lot of the really dedicated ones. And on Wednesday, we're going to bring in three of the most dedicated listeners. They go by the names Dominus Fabiscus, Andrew Alderman, who is one of the funniest guys, and the third one is
Randy Allen.
Yeah, Randy Allen. Mm-hmm. You let me finish. Who does our 102.5 The Bone Death Pool website. These guys listen all the time. We know them. We've met them. We've hung out with them at gigs and stuff before. And we're going to bring them in, and we're going to find out who the biggest listener of the show is. Dominus Fabiscus is like, I got this cake.
Yeah.
Cake. I don't know, man. I think Andrew Alderman.
That's my guy, too.
He remembers stuff I don't remember.
Yeah.
Galvin, do you think you know either way? I mean, Randy, he could be the sleeper.
I know.
Andrew Alderman has said stuff where I'm like, how do you remember that?
Yeah.
Like, he knew my sixth grade teacher that I wish dead. Like, he knows a lot of stuff.
If you think that you can weigh in on that, 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. When people email me and they start out with, I'm your biggest fan, I go, no, you're not. It's one of those three guys.
Yeah.
You're the fourth biggest fan.
Excuse me. I'm your biggest fan.
You don't know everything about me like they do from the
show.
You don't
know that. You don't know how many vials of your blood I have at my house.
You may know me better than my wife.
Probably.
What?
How? Oh, I'm going to save that question for for them, because that's a good one. I don't even know. I mean, I'm only going to ask some things, obviously, we've said on the show before.
Okay.
Right.
But some of them are really tough. Carmen.
Yes.
We talk about this a lot. This is an easy one. What's everybody's middle name on this show?
Michael, you don't have one.
Right.
Spanish, it's Anthony, it's another Italian
name. I know it.
It's not Vincent, but it's like, it's very Italian. It's his dad's name.
Joseph.
That's it?
Oh.
What's Galvin's?
Oh, I don't even know.
Francis.
No, it's not.
Gregory Francis Galvin?
Nope.
Nope. What's
Galvin's
my middle name?
Richard.
Nope.
Oh, Galvin's is your father's name.
David.
Nope.
Henry.
It's his father's name.
Greg?
Gregory, Mr. Galvin.
I thought you were gonna
go know your dad's name. What is your dad's name?
Father.
I always call him Mr. Galvin.
Gregory,
I
know, is I do know your dad's name.
President.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Secret agent, man.
Gregory Spy Galvin.
Mm-hmm.
Your dad's name is, if it's even, Jim. James.
James.
Yeah. Yeah. And,
what's Gio's middle name?
Urge, Gio, Urge, and then they call him George.
Got it. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Gio Urge.
Oi, oi.
Oi, oi.
Oi, oi.
And Joseph.
Pap,
pap, pap, pap.
Yeah.
DeSanto.
Right.
We know. Oh, man. I'm dying to see what your real name is.
No, he said it the other day.
He did, right?
Yeah. I just said it on
see,
the show.
Andrew Alderman probably knows what it is.
Yeah.
What
is
it?
George. Hold on. Give me the first letter.
It'll give away. He's E.
Eric.
No. It's
Eugene.
Yeah,
Eugene.
Eugene, you nerd.
That's a toughie.
Yeah. Who was Eugene?
My grandfather.
See, I don't know why my parents didn't give me a middle name. And then my brother's middle name is Thomas, which is my father's name. And I don't know why I didn't get one. He did.
Yeah,
but
that
I'm
is
glad.
Weird.
I picked one for a while, but I forgot what it was.
My first name was almost Eugene, but my dad realized my initials would have spelled egg. Like, I was gonna be Eugene George, and he's like, oh my gosh, the initials spell egg.
I have to
go and swap it right away, and they swap the names.
Oh, why can't you just be my little egg?
Yeah. But I mean, it was bad enough being George, but if I was Eugene, that would have been brutal.
Prior to saying it this way, so we didn't know whatever, but my son's initials is OMG.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. That's not as bad as egg.
Yeah. It's actually pretty cool.
Yeah.
All right, well, we gotta come up with more questions. We're really gonna drill it for Wednesday. That'll be awesome. I mean, I dig deep because I want to find out stuff that we may even have to ask other members of the show to come up with questions. Like go back to Moose and by the way, Moose posted three pictures of three cats.
Oh yeah,
and he wrote life partners.
Oh, boy.
And I wrote, are you down to three? And he said, nope, I still have seven.
Seven cats,
man. Imagine how much pee around his shorts.
Smell wonderful.
And cat pee, too.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, dude.
I never talk to Moose anymore. It bothers me.
Why, though?
Because I like
Moose.
I used to like Moose.
because he refuses to call or text Moose. He just wants to complain about it on the radio and wait for Moose to call or text him.
Yeah, he's not going to call me.
I feel like I saw you comment on one of his posts.
Yes, I said about the dog. About
recently,
the cats.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't dislike him or anything. I just like to point out that, yes, he is not, we're not friends anymore.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. Are you, though?
Yeah, I wish I could fill that moose size hole for you.
Right. That's what I feel like. Yeah.
There's a hole in your heart.
There's a hole in my heart. Yeah, that can only be filled by you.
I wish that was the case.
Today is the anniversary of the Challenger. Did you know
yeah,
that?
Yeah.
Where were you when the Challenger blew up?
I believe I was in school. I was in elementary school because I think we were watching it.
Really?
I believe so, yeah, because that was a big deal that they had a female. That was the first female on a mission there.
No, not true.
A first female.
Teacher.
The first teacher.
Yeah. That's what it was. I believe we were watching it in school.
That is unfortunate.
Mm. Where were you? How old were you? Were you born in Spanish?
87.
So you were one. It doesn't matter where you were.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Carmen?
I was not born yet. I was still inside my mother.
Can you believe that? Where were you?
I think I was at school. I remember watching it on television as well.
You had to watch it too?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, remember, like, I remember, because we were in elementary school, so for, like, 9/11, we didn't do that news show that we had to do in social studies in middle school, but I remember, like, my sister, they were watching it.
You were in elementary school in 9/11?
I was in fifth grade.
Oh, my gosh.
I remember, so, like, 9/11, it's my grandmother's birthday, and it happened on a Tuesday, because I remember Tuesdays and Thursday, I got taken out of school early to go to gymnastics practice, and my grandma picked me up, and she's the one who told me, because they didn't tell any of the elementary school, but I guess the high school and middle school, they were watching it on the news all day.
I was in seventh grade when it happened.
Nope. Yeah,
9/11.
Nope.
No?
Nope.
What are you showing? The Challenger blowing up there, Joe?
Yes.
So they already knew they had problems at this point, I would think. Because there's fire underneath. And then all of a sudden.
How scary is that being like trapped in a. You know what? I just remembered my dream last night. I dreamed that I went to the moon.
Oh, really?
For water.
How was it? Yeah. Was it cotton there?
Dude, it was crazy. And, like, I don't know why, but we dug a hole, and then we put, like, our drinking water in the hole and was like, here, we found water, guys. You did. That was my dream.
Even
I don't know.
Your dreams, you're dumb.
Joe, will you show that again? Will you show go right up before it blows up? Well, look at that. Oh, that's brutal. But I gotta imagine, you got to think if you're going to go, you want to go that way because...
Nobody lived through that, right?
Oh, my God.
Well, there's parts of Bill that's probably lived for a couple of seconds.
One of the teachers at my high school, she was one of the finalists to go on the Challenger.
Like, well, this chick was from Orlando, wasn't she? Well,
And she just missed the cutoff. I don't remember exactly the story, but I remember she'd always tell everybody, like, she was one of the finalists. It was, like, they chose between three teachers, and she just
missed
the
cutoff. Stolen valor. I used to tell people that, too.
Yeah.
I was one of the finalists in Megan.
Should have been me.
I remember, I think, I want to say it might have been a Wednesday, because I was home pretty early, and that usually means Wednesday we had half a day, and my brother had been home sick from school. So I remember the minute I walked in the door, he came right up to me, he's like, the space shuttle blew up.
Oh.
And I went over and watched it, and then we watched a couple more after that, and then all of a sudden, when we were in high school, everybody was like, space shuttle.
Yeah.
Until another one blows up, nobody didn't pay attention for a while. Same thing with the Apollo missions. The Apollo missions, after they had already gone up and landed, nobody cared anymore. And they'll show you that in Apollo 13. Just nobody was interested. Weird. Well, today is the anniversary, 86, 96, 2006.
It was a Tuesday, by the way.
40 years. Tuesday. Okay. Like 9/11.
40 years. 40 years.
And now we stopped with the space shuttles.
Well, supposedly.
No, we don't. We have a smaller ship. We have a smaller ship.
But we're still going.
No, we're not. Where are we going?
Dark side of the moon.
Well, not us.
Where were they going?
We're sending things there.
Where?
Into space.
What?
Like robots.
Yeah. Space robots.
And satellites and stuff. Like, we're still doing launches.
You say we're sending robots to space.
Mm-hmm.
For what?
To, like, go check other planets.
Because
it's cheaper.
It's true. Not just cheaper, but it takes a long time to get there.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And they can live through it, and it's more effective. Boom. See, I know.
Robot stuff.
You don't want to send girls because they'll complain the whole time.
Probably die.
It's taking forever. When are we going to be there?
Pull over, please.
Gotta pee.
Oh, my daughter wakes up moment she opens her eyes, what time are we going to this? I'm like, you just woke up. Let it go. Breathe a little. Enjoy the day. Oh, all right, so Wednesday we'll have Andrew Alderman,
yes,
Dominus Verbiscus,
yes,
and Randy Allen in the studio, yep, and we'll find out who knows the most about this show. And then we still have to have Crazy Patty come in to get my face tattooed on her.
Mm-hmm.
And we have Crazy Patty and Medicine Man making sweet love to each other to celebrate Valentine's.
Right.
I feel like after our conversation with her today, we should probably run this past somebody. Because she went, well, they let her go.
No.
They let her go.
We're fine.
I think.
Also, don't forget about the herpes dating game.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Now, if you're just joining the show and you have herpes, girls, and you want to date a guy, but you got to tell the guy, hey, before we do this, I got to let you know, I have herpes. A young, attractive, muscular guy who has been meeting a lot of girls on the internet. He said he's having a hard time finding a good girl because he has to be honest and tell them, hey, before we do anything, I have herpes, and he's losing a lot of girls that way. So because he's responsible and honest, he can't find a girl, so I told him maybe we'd do a herpes dating game. So if you have herpes and he has herpes, you guys can't herpes it up back and forth to each other anymore. Right, you can't get cancer and then make sweet love to somebody with cancer and get more cancer.
I don't think that's how it works anyways.
Right?
So that's super herpes at that point?
Yeah, you can't have, what do you have? Now I have two herpes.
Yeah.
You don't do that. You never hear that happen.
Yeah, but what if you had herpes 3 and now you have herpes 9?
Oh, my God.
But remember, like, what is the disease? Gonorrhea? It's to the point where that's almost, like, incurable.
It's true.
Because there's been so many strands that mm-hmm. it's past the point.
So if you have herpes, you don't want to meet a guy with gonorrhea.
But oh, no, my God.
You got both.
But I'm herperia. Just saying, if you have herpes and then you meet someone with herpes.
You got gerpes.
You don't want the gerps, man.
Gonna herpes.
Oh, my God.
Listen, ladies, if you got herpes, call us, please. 727. But, I mean, really, when's the last time you got to hear that?
Yeah.
Okay,
people want you to call. If you have herpes, they want you to call.
Yeah.
727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. You can use a fake name.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah, you don't have to give your real name or anything. And just, you know, you got herpes and you want to bang it out.
And what if you're like, I would love to meet a guy, but I got herpes. And I don't want to have to go to that embarrassment of telling him. Well, he's already got the herpes.
Right.
Damn.
So, gerps for you, gerps for him.
Carmen.
No.
Carmen.
No.
You meet a guy.
No.
And I'm talking like super hot guy.
Like Dwayne Wade hot.
Well, and
oh, you're on a white guy's nut?
Yeah, I mean my boyfriend is white. But Dwayne Wade's white.
You're getting down and you're both totally naked. And he goes, listen, before anything goes any further, I gotta let you know I have herpes. But you can't get it unless it's a flare up. I'm not in a flare up and I'll wear a condom and everything. What do you do?
No.
Oh, you're gonna wear a condom.
No.
You just say no and you're done?
I say
you
no.
You leave?
Yeah. No. Yeah.
That's why this guy needs a dating game.
What if Cam says, hey, listen.
Oh.
I was listening to the show earlier today, and I didn't want to tell you this, but
oh, no.
This entire time, I've had herpes.
I'd kill him. Oh. I'd murder him. I really do.
Deal breaker.
No, but what if he says to you, no, but what if he says to you, I have it, but I didn't really have to tell you before because I haven't had an outbreak
in
a long time.
No, I don't care. That's a lie. And you started a relationship based on a lie. Get the hell
out. Hold on. What if he's like, I take medication.
Out.
That doesn't make it contagious. You can't get it.
I flush his medication. I tell him to get out. Leave
wow.
me alone. That is, Cam. No. That's
True
not
love.
Okay.
Cam, don't tell her.
Stop. He doesn't.
If he's listening.
What if he says,
nope.
Listen, I have herpes, and I want to let you know, because before we started dating, I didn't have herpes.
Mike Calvisciolo.
Hey, just a quickie on the Challenger. They lived through the explosion.
Okay, thank
you. HD.
Mike Calvisciolo. Hello?
Kind of like there's a J-date.
Who are you talking to?
Which it's Jewish only.
Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
Well, you're like talking before I even said hello.
Oof.
Oof.
I'm not talking.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, there's a website like Stay Positive or something.
Oh. Yeah, they have a dating app for people with, and like you put in.
But you don't want to put your face up on that so the whole world can see.
Herpes humper.
Yeah.
No, but you put in like what disease you have, and then that way you can meet people with the same disease.
So what else do we have in common? I got bumps on my privates. Me too. Oh. The site should be called We Have It. Let's not talk about it.
Well, you could swap, you know, medication ideas and, you know, what brand do you use? Oh, what brand do you use? Oh, really? That's nice.
What do we have in common? Valtrax.
Yeah. Man.
Listen, herpes people. I know you're listening. I know you're in the car.
Call them heeple.
And you're, and you're like, I want to call so bad. I'm lonely and I want to meet a guy. But I don't want the world to know about herpes. I'm not going to tell anybody. Mike Calta Show, good morning.
Hey, that call you hung up on wasn't giving you a conspiracy theory. They actually lived through the explosion and died on impact.
Yeah,
with the...
we got it.
Yeah, and you don't know that. That
they say the that they died in the water, hitting the water,
but,
and stuff. And
okay, yeah, explain to me how they lived through the explosion.
Well,
explain to me how they lived through the explosion.
Me or him?
Anybody. They didn't live through
the
explosion.
No way. That you know. No. You have
the right
video.
It,
and
I've heard that, too, and I don't believe it. Thank you. Now, if you have herpes, you can call and talk to me. But other than that, we've moved way on from the Challenger right now. That guy probably had herpes.
By the way, that guy right there who just went, geez, because we jumped on him. The reason we jumped on you is because you're calling to try and show that you're smarter than everyone else.
Also, you're doing it while I've moved on already.
And you're not, like, ugh.
Everybody has Wikipedia.
Yeah.
Everybody can read it. And allegedly, they lived in the...
So you're telling me... Now I'm going to talk about it. You're telling me that the Challenger blew up, like we've seen a million times, in 10 different directions, and the 7 astronauts did not die upon impact. The impact had completely destroyed a fire-shielded spaceship, but they died when they hit the water.
What it says, though, is the ones that were actually in the cockpit were the ones, because it blew apart and blew, and then when they hit the water is when they actually died.
But they don't wear, like, parachutes or anything?
The cockpit has a parachute on it. Sure it does.
Parachutes have a difficult time, one, getting out of the sealed doors and that's on fire, and also when you go through fire, parachutes don't work as well.
Yeah.
Is that a requirement of parachutes?
Yeah, they say try not to have it near fire.
By the way, if you think that if one of those strands down there falling down really quick is the cockpit going to the water, it's kind of cool to think about.
Oh, no.
Well, unless you're in it.
Oh, God.
They did a good job at staying tight on this thing, though. They were like, this sucks, but we're going to video the whole thing. Like, I can't believe I'm having such a difficult time finding girls with herpes.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, really?
I might have to go to herpespositive.com and see. Because so the website's somebody sent it to me. It's like staypositive.com.
Right.
Oh, stay positive is a terrible slogan.
Well, it's not AIDS or HIV. It's herpes, so you can stay positive.
There might be a category.
Stay HIV positive, everybody.
Nope.
If you had to have an STD, though, herpes is the one you would choose, right?
Nah, no. I'd go chlamydia because you could get rid of it with penicillin.
Oh, I don't like the way that sounds. Positive singles is what it is.
Oh,
I don't like the way chlamydia sounds.
Yeah, it definitely doesn't sound...
It sounds like there's a clam involved.
The clap.
Yeah, the clap. Does it not sound tasty at all?
Wow.
Oh. I am a man seeking a woman living with HSV2, herpes type 2, usually genital.
Ooh.
Herpes type 1, usually cold sore. Herpes 1, usually genital. Herpes, not sure which one.
Oh.
HPV, HIV, hepatitis B, hepatitis C, chlamydia. What is thrush?
That is the 2112. No, that's rush. That's rush. Yeah, never mind. No.
Syphilis, gonorrhea, or other STDs. What are you laughing at?
This is a thrush.
What is thrush?
I don't know. It does sound like a progressive rock band.
It just sounds like their face is red.
Oral thrush.
Oh, no.
A fungal infection typically on the skin or mucous membranes caused by candida?
Oh, no.
Not Canada.
Candida?
Candida. Yeah.
Candida albicans accumulates.
That sounds like the
accumulates.
Heavyweight champion wrestler.
Candida is a normal organism in your mouth, but sometimes it can overgrow and cause symptoms. I made out with a girl one time, and her tongue felt like there were ravines in it.
Ew. She had too many candida? Or?
No, not.
Ugh.
A long time ago.
I ate too many Cheetos yesterday, and my tongue got rough like a cat.
Is that what Cam said?
What the hell?
It hurt.
You didn't say I ate too many Cheetos, and my tongue got rough like a cat?
Yeah. You had a whole bag? Or?
Stay positive, Carmen.
Yeah, Jesus.
You have cat tongue.
Rough Sunday for you, huh?
Man, yeah. These poor people got oral thrush, and you got the
Cheeto
Cheeto
tongue.
Mouth. Yeah.
Carmen had Cheeto tongue.
Closer to the herpes.
Carmen.
Yeah.
Call up some of your friends. I know you know girls with herpes.
Oh, my God. Not, like, knowingly. Like, no one's ever told me.
No? No one trusts you with their news?
Oh, no. They trust me with more, like, abortions or, like...
Oh! She said it.
She said it.
All right.
What am I supposed to call it? Bang Bang Tequila Stairs?
Anyway. All right. Here come the phone calls. Let's grab them. Mike, out the show, though.
Hi, this is... how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Actually, I was just calling about the herpes situation. I had a terrible situation with my daughter where she actually contracted genital warts from a daycare worker.
Oh, my God. How old is she?
Call the cops.
She was under 2 years at the time.
So what do? You call the police?
That's the thing is you can't, it wasn't actually through any kind of sexual contact or anything like that, but it was, you know, obviously the worker wasn't clean herself or her hands or whatever it be, had gone to the bathroom. Whoa. And we had gone a while trying to take care of it, figure out, and did a little bit of Facebook stalking. He saw her, I don't judge, but she had her, pictures of her and her girlfriend doing some stuff on Facebook, and I was like, oh my God.
All right, so what? How did it end up?
Well, we went through a year of treatment and got it all cleared up, but now that's the thing is, you know, she's still a young girl, but when do I have a conversation with her, like, hey, when you have a boyfriend later in life?
You gotta let him know you got the herpes. Right.
Yeah.
How old is she?
And then, so, right now, 6.
Or too young for our contest.
Oh my God. Well, yeah, obviously. Yeah. And also, thrush is an infection in the mouth area for young children as well.
Well, man, you need to pick up different daycare.
Yeah. Jesus.
Well, no, we did. Obviously, we left that one. And, you know, there was nothing you could do as far as, you know, it's all hearsay or whatever you want.
Oh, herpy hands. It. Old herpy hands got your daughter sick. I'd find something to do. But thank you for the call, sir.
Do you remember that daycare or something?
Do you remember a few years back where the moyle?
Yeah,
baby herpes. Yeah,
that's pretty rough too, man.
Yeah.
The what?
Moyle. Do you know what a moyle is?
No.
A moyle.
It's gonna blow your mind.
You know how like in Catholic you have priests and stuff. Jewish they have moyles.
Okay.
Right? Isn't that basically the same?
A moyle does the circumcision. Ceremony.
The circumcision. you're not gonna want to hear how the moyle passed herpes onto the baby. You know, when they circumcise a baby, and in Jewish, the way that they do it is...
Oh, no!
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, yeah. No, they don't. No, they're not doing that. Once they cut, then they...
Oh!
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
That can't be legal.
Yeah,
that can't be a thing. I thought they tied a string around it.
It's oral suction circumcision is what it is. I'm reading it straight from the from the news or from the website. Health officials have reached a tentative agreement with New York City's ultra-Orthodox community over regulating the controversial practice known as something in Jewish that I can't read. It's not in Jewish. It's in Hebrew. Sorry. Oral suction circumcisions. The tradition goes back to biblical times, but has been a modern-day dilemma for religiously observant mankind. So, yeah, you want to let people practice their own religion, but that is a tad
that's
awful.
That's not okay.
Not okay for the child for many reasons.
Like, who would let someone do that to their child?
Well, it's a very religious thing.
If you're a moyle, you go, oh, guys, I'm a progressive moyle. I'm not.
Or are you an old-school moyle, like a dirty moyle? Dirty Doyle Moyle, where you're like, sharpen up your front teeth.
Like, spit.
They chew it like tobacco.
Oh, God.
That's not
every
okay.
once in a while, they spit, and then they get. They mix it with Big League Chew, the gum.
Oh, dude. Oh, my. Why are you doing this?
They do. Not. Do that.
That's not okay.
I like Big League Kayla. Chew.
Not okay?
That's not okay. They should not be doing that.
Big League Moyle Chew.
Do they come in the pouches?
My son is circumcised. I'm sure he wants the world to know that.
Yeah.
But not by that. Not by that way. Is your kid circumcised?
Yeah.
How do they do it?
I didn't ask questions.
Oh,
you didn't ask questions. You just let it happen, huh?
No, just take him away to the other room, bring him back without the foreskin.
Well, the reason why I ask is because mine was a process. Like when I had it done, they just cut it right there when you're a baby for you, like for us.
Yeah.
But for the kids now, they just put a little ring around it and then it just falls off.
Yeah, I don't remember.
It's like a little black ring around his little weenie.
I requested samurai sword.
Did they do that?
That's what
I'm saying. It's hard. Sometimes you, if you don't get a good doctor with some sort of Asian background,
right? Yeah,
and they're wielding that sword.
Oh man,
it might take a little too much.
When you had your son, did you know for sure you were going to have it done?
Yeah,
like I remember them asking me, and I wasn't sure because
how would you not about it beforehand? Sure?
I just didn't know. I was, you know, I was young and my first time having a kid. I'm like, I don't know. I didn't even know that was a thing.
You would let your son live his life and have to go through that?
I mean, no.
That's so messed up. So, like, I don't
know. You know, a lot of guys have that.
A lot of guys, Gia knows, has it.
Anybody here not circumcised?
No.
Let's say, put that antelope on the counter.
Oh, mamacita.
First time I saw one of those in summer camp, I'm like, what? What's going on over there?
Put a handful of peanuts up there, see what happens.
Seriously, Carmen.
What?
How disturbing is that?
What?
When you see an uncircumcised.
If they take care of themselves.
What do you mean?
Like, because I've seen one.
Like, what does it look like when you don't take care of
it? Well, no. It's more. It's not more of a look. It's more of like a smell. Like, so if you don't take care of yourself. But if you take care of yourself, once you're ready to have fun, you really can't tell. I don't know. You know what I mean?
All right.
I put it the most delicate way I could.
All I know is this kid, Timmy, in summer camp, got undressed and I was like, I don't know what it was.
Oh, no.
It looked like an elephant's trunk.
Yeah. You still go angry. Through with it, though? Or?
Wow.
We were just going swimming.
Yeah.
I don't know why you would make it weird.
All right. Uh-huh.
All right. If you have herpes, call us, ladies. 727. I can't believe this is so hard to get ladies with herpes to call. I know you're driving right now going, oh, my God, I want to call so bad, but I'm so embarrassed. Don't worry. We don't even know who you are. 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.